Hello, is this Karen?
It is. How are you today, Ruben?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Can you hear me okay?
Hold on 1 second for me.
What's my bagel?
Ruben?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm trying to
take you. No, no worries. Take your time.
Okay, I can hear you now. This is much better.
So I got your letter. I'll more than happy to forward it to the underwriter. So,
If you forward it to them, what else do you think they're going to possibly need?
I don't. To be honest, I don't. I just had to forward to them and get a response. So, you and Yaha started in January. The franchise and Joe Dyson wanted to negotiate fees, and they had a compromise in order for the transfer to be complete. So, I guess, but the question that I have, and I'm not trying to be a stickler, I'm just trying to make sure that we give you the best shot of approval here, is what I don't understand is Joe came into the picture when?
We were talking at the beginning of the year is when we initially did our paperwork, but then the franchise did not do their paperwork, even though it's like me selling something to you. Until the franchise sell and go ahead and transfer everything over to you, that makes it the legal binding agreement because now it's taking over from the franchise.
So just to make sure, so this agreement that you and Joe signed operating, you guys started that in January, is that correct?
Right, and we started working together because initially I was going to say, you can take over and run the business, but then when he said no, he wants to be pretty much owner of it, you have to go through this franchise for that. It's like me subleasing you. Think about me subleasing you my apartment, still in my name. But then when you say you want the apartment in your name, we've got to go to the apartment complex and say, I'm transferring my apartment to him, and then the apartment complex has to write him an agreement. Right,
okay.
It's like write you an agreement. You follow what I'm saying? If it's my apartment and I just let you rent it because it's still in my name, so that's what I was doing. And then you want the lease in your name, then that means that you and I have to go to the complex and say, hey, I want him to take over my agreement. And so then the complex would have to write that lease in your name. You follow? So that's the same kind of operation that you're looking at. So when they wrote it in his name, the franchise, because that's where his agreement is coming from, the franchise now. Also, it's not just a written agreement between you and I. It's a written agreement between now he and the franchise as well. So when the franchise did it, and of course their fees, and he was like, hey, I want to see if we can negotiate on some of these fees, or are they adjustable any? And that's why it took a little bit longer, because where he's asking for some kind of discount or something more, or wanting to do something different that they normally would not allow, it's like, okay well, we got to get an approval for you to sell this kind of sandwich because this is what we authorized to sell. But if you want to add a meatball sub to the menu, that has to be approved by franchise, and that's not something that we do. And then if we do put in a request to do these changes that you want, now we have to be able to offer that to our franchises.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let me see if I can relay that, and I'll try to get back to you ASAP and get you a decision here. I think I understand what's going on. It's just two different sides. You've got your operating side, but then you've got your franchise side. So it sounds like, and maybe I can recap, because I'm still a little confused, but hopefully I'll be able to bring clarity. So it sounds like you and Joe, I guess the question they're going to ask me is this. They're going to say, when this transaction was submitted, Yaya was presented as an owner. They're going to say, hey, he was on the Secretary of State. But then they're going to say, the operating agreement that's dated in January shows that he was an owner. So their question will be, why would someone be an owner on this transaction? Why would they be on SOS if the operating agreement that was signed months before didn't list him? That's the natural question they're going to ask, which I don't know how to answer.
Yaya is no longer wanting to be part of the business.
No, So when did he actually stop being a member or stop wanting to be part of this business?
At the beginning of the year when we started to make the agreement.
Okay, so hold on.
He got on.
Gotcha. Okay, now that makes sense. So you guys have had this probably Secretary of State filing for much longer. Is that correct?
Right.
All right, let me follow up, because the other issue that I have is I didn't present him as Joe as an owner previously, which is going to cause another issue, and they're going to say, well, why didn't you present him if he was a 90% owner? So let me see.
He wasn't at the initial beginning, but when in January when we did it, that's where that's when we started to go ahead and make the changes, and then we decided that we were just going to go ahead and give it all over. If you're going to go ahead and sign it over and make it an initial sale, a transfer, then you have to go all through all the steps. So now it's no longer it's just you and them. You've got to go through the franchise to make the necessary changes too, and then all that has to be recorded,
okay.
For tax purposes and everything else. So it has to be recorded and documented properly.
Okay.
So see what you can do and let me know. And I know it's like a 50-50 chance, but I don't know where else except for to go to the bank and see if we can get this loan, and I'm sure that the bank would give it to him. But the other question I have is, I mean, you don't know how long this is going to take. This is just some of the questions that they have. I don't know if we're going to be able to get through this process, and I pray that we can. So all we can do is wait and see what they say from here.
Okay. All right. I'll do my best for you. I'll try to have the credit make this a priority.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you. I really appreciate your help today.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.